In a case where a Kohen Gadol did an Isser and married an Almana, and she was later taken captive, there is a machlekes whether he is obligated to redeem her. In a case where a husband made a neder that his wife cannot have any benefit from him, and she was later taken captive, there is a machlekes whether he is obligated to redeem her. Where the Yarsha must redeem a wife who was taken captive, and the husband then died. Up to how much must the husband pay to redeem his wife from captivity? Additional tanai ksuba that a husband agrees to, that if his wife dies before him, her sons from him will inherit her ksuba and it won't be divided among all his children. To support any daughters from his wife until they get married. If the husband dies, his widow will be supported by his estate as long as she remains a widow.